This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The spotlight's on President Trump in southwest France, where today the G7 summit's winding down. And the president's been talking about renewed trade talks with China, telling reporters Chinese officials called twice over the weekend to discuss renewing the talks with the administration. The president saying Beijing is actively reaching out to restart those talks and, quote, make a deal to end the trade war that's been worrying business and government leaders around the world. White House hopeful Senator Bernie Sanders challenging the Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, to take up gun control legislation that's been sitting dormant.
Stop your cowardice! Have the guts to debate the issues.
He was speaking in McConnell's backyard of Louisville, Kentucky, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Pope Francis hoping the world can come together to put out the record fires scorching the Amazon rainforest. He spoke to crowds at St. Peter's Square Sunday, calling the Amazon a lung of forests that is vital to the planet. After 2 years, prosecutors pressing charges for 12 deaths that happened during Hurricane Irma. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Arrest warrants have been issued for four employees of the Hollywood Hills nursing home in Florida. They're accused of playing a role in the deaths of a dozen residents after Hurricane Irma knocked out the facility's air conditioning in 2017. That prompted many 911 calls like this.
We don't have any air conditioning, so I saw her slouch over. I realized that she's not breathing, so I check her. She's just barely breathing, and her fingers are starting to change color, you know, slightly blue.
The head nurse and administrator are expected to face manslaughter charges.
This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Most meteorologists agree that nuking a hurricane would not stop it and could, in fact, make things worse. Axios is reporting that President Trump reportedly asked about the idea of dropping bombs into the eye of a forming hurricane back in 2017 during a national security briefing. And while the White House hasn't confirmed the report, it's not the first time that idea has surfaced. Government scientists reportedly discussed the idea back in the 1980s. Police say a woman kicked a pregnant woman in the stomach during a fight at a Delaware Chick-fil-A. Police say Jada Blake confronted the 21-year-old pregnant woman after the two jockeyed for a spot at the restaurant's drive-thru over the weekend. Blake hit the woman in the head and then in the face and then kicked her in the stomach. Police say Blake knew the woman was pregnant at the time. The victim was taken to a hospital and treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Louisiana is taking home its first ever Little League World Series championship. Yeah, the kids from River Ridge, Louisiana, crushed Curacao 8-0 in yesterday's title game. They are also the first team to ever win the Little League World Series after losing their first game in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, great to have you along with us. You know, words like communism and Marxism, I know probably some people wince and think, well, what happened? Are we going back to McCarthyism or something, or what's going on? But yet we hear it with such consistency. And so many of us are still disconnected from the idea that communism and socialism is running rampant. I mean, to the point that the President of the United States has to make a statement that socialism will never happen, will never be dominant in the United States. And people go, well, why are we talking so much about socialism? Why are we hearing so much about Marxism? And this is the disconnect here, is that our children... Children of the 80s and 90s have been well indoctrinated. And, you know, we're still trying to catch up with it all. We may talk about other contributors to the current worldview of younger people, those that even influenced Hillary Clinton, for example, and Barack Obama and others. But we still aren't connecting the dots. Well, our next guest, Mary Graber, is with us. Graber, I should say. She's a resident fellow at the Alexander Hamilton Institute for the Study of Western Civilization, founder of the Distant Prof Education Product, and taught at college level for 20 years. So she knows what she's talking about, okay? And her book, Debunking Howard Zinn, Exposing the Fake History That Turned a Generation Against America. Mary, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thank you.
Well, your book is so key because this begins to, I think, connect with, those in my generation that have wondered, you know, what has gone on with our educational system that it has been turning out people. And, you know, I don't want to be hypercritical, but still, it's quite bothersome when we hear U.S. Congresswomen coming out and making statements about America and the capitalist system. We've got aspiring presidential candidates that are saying things that are going, wait a minute, this is so socialist, so Marxist, and to even say that we have people in America that are socialist and Marxist, like I say, many in my generation are in denial, Mary, that this is even happening.
That is true. And Howard Zinn, who was a tool of the Communist Party, did their bidding and believed in their goals, has done a great con job on our educational system. And you know, there have been hits on him here and there, and his FBI file was exposed in 2010, but people have mostly forgotten about it, and his book is being used widely in classrooms, excerpts from it, spin-off materials. And so his view of the United States, which is the communist view, has come to dominate. And it's no wonder that the majority of millennials favor communism or socialism over capitalism as of 2018.
Yeah, it's amazing, as you say, teachers have used Howard Zinn's information, as you talked about, 84,000 since September 2018, 84,000 teachers have downloaded lessons from the Zinn Education Project, and since 1980, 2.5 million copies of A People's History of the United States have been sold. I mean, this is indoctrination. This is the Bible of the millennials when it comes to American culture today, is it not?
Yes, it is, and it becomes more so every year. Zinn's book is a publishing phenomenon. No other history book has been so successful, both as a textbook and as a book for general readers. His editor at one point commented that he had never, in his 40 years of experience, ever seen a book that sold more copies each successive year. You know, most books, you know, the first year is the big boost and then sales trail off. But Zinn only gains in popularity, and he is being now openly adopted in classrooms. Under the Obama administration, the Advanced Placement U.S. History guidelines for high school students have been revised to a far-left standard, and Howard Zinn's book fits the bill perfectly, and so his book is used more and more for these students who may not take another history course at all. They fulfilled their requirement by taking a college-level course in high school.
Mm-hmm. Well, whether it's Zinn's book or even Saul Alinsky's, were these the foundational primers for what Barack Obama said was going to fundamentally change America? Is that a fair consideration?
I think if you look at his political goals and what he tried to do in office, that is consistent. One of his biographers pointed out that Barack Obama was influenced by Howard Zinn. So he has come out and said this. So here we have this communist historian, calls himself a historian, who had influenced our president, our former president. Yes.
Yeah. Well, Zinn teaches, as you write, there is not a country in world history in which racism has been more important for so long a time as the United States. And because of Zinn's teachings, 58% of Americans wrongly believe that race relations in the United States are bad and nearly impossible to improve. Wow.
I mean, that is an out-and-out lie. I mean, you know, racism has plagued the world since time immemorial. You know, he talks about slavery, you know, the Eastern Europeans, the Slavs, of which I am one. I was born in Slovenia, in the former communist Yugoslavia, were enslaved, you know, by the Arabs. The Arabs enslaved the darker-skinned. It's been going on since, you know, before Columbus set foot in the New World. It's still going on in Mauritania to this day, or at least according to a 2018 article that I cite. About 20% of the darker-skinned population are enslaved by the Arab population. This has been going on for centuries, and this is accepted. And actually, in Mauritania, slavery was still technically legal while Howard Zinn was writing his book in the late 1970s.
Wow. We're going to get deeper into this. Her brand new book, Debunking Howard Zinn, How One Man Turned a Generation Against America. Are you ready for that? I mean, And maybe for some of you, this might be the first time that you've heard of Howard Zinn. But as you read this book and you listen to what Mary is exchanging and how she's bringing us up to date, I got to tell you, I think a lot of blinders are going to be coming off. And this is important because if we're going to take this on, we cannot be in denial. We need to be aware of what's going on and what this new generation of millennials is, is sharing with us. And we've got to be able to, combat it with the facts and the truth. We've got more from Mary Graybar after the break. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Values, faith, exist here.
And we make no apologies here. We're fresh and independent for you, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us 19 minutes after the top of the hour. New semester is getting underway, new quarters underway. Parents are sending off their kids to be educated and thinking, okay, this is for their future. Let me say this, because what is always a shock, Mary Graybar, is when the kids come home, after their first semester or shortly around Thanksgiving time, and it's a shock around the dinner table when they hear, this newfound brilliance being espoused by their indoctrinated kids. It happens very quickly, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I've heard stories over and over again, and I know from having taught for a couple decades how my colleagues in academia think and speak to students.
Well, and the pressure is on them because, look at the kids want to achieve. They need to get an A, so you go along to get along. And meanwhile, you're being transformed because of the indoctrination that takes place that is so powerful and pervasive. And here they are. They come home, and mom and dad are scratching their head and saying, we are paying for this. What are we doing? And our child, I don't know who took over our child's mind, but we better re-educate them or do something quick because they're going down a path that we do not understand. And this is why I'm saying to all the parents, look, at while your child's in school, you better get your hands on this book, Debunking Howard Zinn, because you don't realize how pervasive and how progressives have, as Mary says, they're in control. They're in control of our American education system. They are brainwashing students to believe American history is nothing more than a litany of oppression, slavery, and exploitation. And Mary, my question to you, as we were talking earlier that came up, is that why is it? Why is it that this has come on with such rapidity and that people have embraced what Howard Zinn, you know, these lies that Howard Zinn has been promoting, and we see them as lies so clearly, but yet there's been a generation here that just has apprehended his philosophy like it's gospel.
Well, as you pointed out, academia and the education system is dominated by the left. I know that from personal experience, having been discriminated against when I've taught and in, getting teaching jobs. For a long time now, students, as I discovered from teaching, have a dominant view of communism as being just a red scare, as if the entire country just went paranoid and that there was really nothing to be afraid of. The Soviet Union wasn't any threat. So that's been kind of pervasive. Howard Zinn takes that view, and what he does is he basically does, claims that it was a red scare, but that communists were just these sort of community organizers, people organizing town halls, wanting democracy and justice, and working to bring about equality, and he completely ignores the atrocities committed under communist regimes. This represents the movement to institute communism around the globe as something that's spontaneously taken up by the local people who want it, and then it's suppressed by the United States. So what he does is he takes this dominant narrative, the story that's been told by left-wing historians, he exaggerates it, adds to it, and then he also very skillfully in his book uses emotional appeals that particularly are effective with young people and with people who do not have much knowledge of American history or are vulnerable in some way. So people who read his book, they end up crying. There are songwriters who write songs and are inspired to protest. You know, I came across an article of a songwriter who was interviewed before one of her performances and talked about how she cried herself to sleep after reading Howard Zinn. And then we've got people who are inspired to anger. So Howard Zinn was the dominant reading at the Occupy Wall Street protests. In New York City, they had a library there, and Howard Zinn was the author, you know, along with the other Marxist authors, who was most read. And out of Occupy Wall Street, we have Antifa, and as you may recall, about a month ago, this 69-year-old man, Willem van Spronsen, who was going to blow up the detention center in Tacoma, Washington, but who was killed before he could, you know, fire his rifles at the policeman, in his manifesto said, read Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States. But if you read Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States, there is no discussion of the suffering and the death that was experienced by people brutally dominated by communism, the 100 million, over 100 million people killed by communism in the 20th century. Those things are just ignored.
Exactly. Well, and that's what Zinn has done so effectively, is he has removed context in order to support his argument and the perception. So if our kids lose the ability to exercise their critical thought, they're going to fall victim to this because they're not getting the whole story. It's being parceled out. And it's sad and at the same time quite enlightening to see how many people, including politicians today, who are embracing a people's history.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, Beto O'Rourke, right? He is one of the candidates. I think he still is a candidate. Said our country was founded on racism, and it's still
barely
today. but if you look at the historical record, and if you look at other places on the globe, you see that the United States is the least racist, probably, you know, within the general context. And we have done so much over, you know, since the Civil War to eliminate that and to, you know, institute justice and equality under the law. You know, you've got to be completely ignorant about worldwide slavery and racism in Africa. The Arabs dominate the blacks, enslave them in Mauritania still to this day. And for someone like Beto O'Rourke, who's echoing Howard Zinn, who does say almost in the exact same words that our country was founded on racism, is absurd.
Exactly. Well, Mary, I got to imagine you were taking on this modern-day icon supported by so many of these kids. The resistance to your book has just got to be astounding, is it not?
Well, I've gotten some hate mail, but that was before the book was even out. So that tells you something. I have yet to see any opposition based on what I document and footnote extensively from other historians, from going to Howard Zinn's papers at New York University, the Library of Congress, the Martin Luther King Center, and Emory University. That's where the research was done for this book.
Well, thank you. Thank you for all your hard work debunking Howard Zinn. Mary Graybar has been our guest. Mary, we got to have you back because there's so much more to discuss. And great work here. Thank you.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what which you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He says it was a case of Beijing on line one. President Trump telling reporters at the G7 summit a short time ago that Chinese trade negotiators phoned Washington to say they want to come back to the negotiating table.
China called last night our top trade people and said, let's get back to the table. So we'll be getting back to the table, and I think they want to do something. They've been hurt very badly, but they understand this is the right thing to do, and I have great respect for it. I have great respect for it. This is a very positive development for the world.
Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh, running against President Trump in the 2020 Republican primary as the conservative radio host, announced his campaign yesterday, saying that Trump is, quote, completely unfit to be president. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Daniel Greenfield joins us now, a showman journalism fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. He's a New York writer focusing on radical Islam. Daniel, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on.
Well, important to have you on because you can help so many of us understand why it seems that American Jews, for lack of a better word, seem to be confused about BDS. How can that be?
Well, the reality is that despite what a lot of people think, a lot of American Jews really are disconnected from anything. It's pretty much what President Trump said. Their first allegiance is to the left rather than to any tradition, culture, or religion.
And that just seems so amazing to me, and it's always been very difficult. When I was working in L.A. with Dennis Prager, that was one of the first questions I had, is that how can Jews be so aligned with the Democratic Party when the very essence of their platform would seem to be in direct conflict with the culture?
Basically, the answer is that the culture, certainly the religious culture, had largely fallen away. It's the thing you see among some Christians as well who are liberals. Their first allegiance is to this notion that their mission is to save the world by saving the whales and saving the environment and bringing in refugees, but there's no sense really of God in that.
Mm-hmm. And
that's really, it's hard to understand that you have, but I guess, you know, in history, when you read about the Jewish nation, it wasn't like even the children that came out of Egypt going through the desert, it wasn't in spite of all the miracles and clearly the hand of God being so obvious, it's not like everybody believed.
And that's true of human beings in general. Yes. Fallible, we're flawed. It takes a while for us to actually understand what's happening, and many people never do.
Exactly. Well, and then so here we are, and I, again, it's just one of those things that's a bit shocking, because you would think that the Jewish, of all people, the people that have declared never for you know, the kind of persecution that they were subjected to in World War II, that this would never, the Holocaust would never happen again. But the BDS is yet again another form of Holocaust, is it not?
It's certainly the same kind of anti-Semitism. And, you know, when we talk about the whole never again pledge, you have to ask why that was necessary in the first place. What were American Jews doing while the Holocaust was going on? And in practice, the FDR administration had the unqualified support and even worship of a lot of Jews, despite the fact that FDR was anti-Semitic, that he expressed himself on numerous occasions, a complete lack of concern and even a desire that the Nazis should finish their work. And that's something most people don't know.
So when Trump goes to them in much of the same way that he went to Black America and just saying, look at the empirical evidence, is this just another case of wrong gospel, wrong church, so to speak?
Well, there's a statistic that I like to quote. It comes from the end of the Obama administration, which found that among Jews who attended synagogue at least once a week, a majority opposed Obama. Among those who didn't, the majority supported Obama. So there are different demographics. Among more religious and traditional Jews, Trump has a great deal of support. Among those who are, frankly, irreligious and leftist, he's never going to win their support. So just like among Christians, among Americans in general, there's a major split. There's a cultural, traditional, religious split, and that's what Trump really is getting at.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly, again, I've been using this word. It seems to be overused this week about Trump being an exposing agent. And even after, you know, the outrage by many of the statements made by Ilhan Omar and Tlaib, you know, it's just unconscionable, some of these statements. And of all people that you would think would really come out aggressively against it, it's like, you know, for the sake of whatever party the Democratic Party has become, they're letting go of things like what we're talking about that you think should be a natural response for them, and they just kind of just let it go and give them a pass. And it's amazing, you know, especially for people of faith, at least in the circles that I travel, to, you know, get crickets, you know, from the Jewish community on this.
We saw pretty much the same thing during the Iran deal. The Obama administration was shipping a fortune in cash and foreign currency to a regime that was openly calling for the mass murder of Jews, that was openly funding terrorism, and again, the response was support for the Iran deal. So again, there is just a significant portion of people who are Jewish, who may have Jewish last names, but who are hard left, and they simply don't care. There's a portion of religious and traditional Jews who are going to be conservative, and there's a great mass in between, and really it's those people who have to make a decision.
Well, you know, as you write, Daniel, Omar Barghouti, the Qatari founder of the BDS movement, he's been living in Israel for 25 years. Which you know, is kind of interesting, because here you have the Netanyahu administration saying they would not allow Omar or Tlaib to come into Israel. And they had an opportunity to come, as we know, and some people are hard to admit, but they had the opportunity to come with other representatives, elected officials, and they chose not to, and they rather wanted to, be aligned with the Palestinians, the radical group that invited them, which was, you know, a clear signal as to what their intent was. But meanwhile, you do have Omar Barghouti there in Israel, an activist who helped introduce the boycott of Israel to the world. So you say spent many of those years arguing that he should be allowed to live in Israel, attend Israeli schools, and shop for Israeli products. So he's there.
Yeah, he is there. There's a great deal of hypocrisy in this regard. What these people claim is that they want to boycott Israel. In practice, what they want to do is generate controversies. They want to play the victim. So they want to get into the cycle where they're going to harass people. They're going to align themselves with hate groups. And then when there's any kind of reaction, they're going to run away and play the victim, which is exactly what Omar and Talib are doing. That's what they always do. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing I think is quite rich is, speaking of Barghouti, as you go on to write, you say one concession to his own BDS principles was that he got caught cheating on Israeli taxes. That's pretty rich, isn't it?
It is, but at least he's true to his principles in one regard. He may live in Israel for 25 years. He may use Israeli roads and Israeli services, but he's not going to pay the taxes, and that he had $700,000, part of it in lecture fees, in an American bank account. So these people come to the United States, they deliver their lectures attacking Israel, calling for BDS, then they go back to Israel. In practice, they leave the money in the U.S. bank account, which is what he did and what he got caught doing. And a lot of that money, again, comes from taxpayers, because much of this is a campus tour, which means some of this money is coming from student fees, some of it's coming from various grants to public universities. So in the end, we're actually the ones paying for the hate.
Well, what Americans, Jews, don't understand about BDS, boycotting BDS, is the best way to beat it. Daniel Greenfield is with us, and we've got more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you occasionally stressed? Feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To hear from us, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Our conversation with Daniel Greenfield, a Shulman Journalism Fellow at the Freedom Center, is an investigative journalist and writer focusing on the radical left and Islamic terrorism. And we're talking what American Jews don't understand about BDS. And the reveal in his recent column is about this Omar Bergodi, the Qatar founder of the BDS movement, who has been living in Israel, taking advantage of all their services, cheating on his Israeli taxes, has something like $700,000 in an American bank in order to avoid said taxes. That's kind of interesting. It's almost like America has become his offshore banking institution, huh?
Now, under Obama, of course, he was able to freely come and go into the United States. Under the Trump administration last year, he was actually barred from entering the United States. So that was a welcome development.
Now, when you say boycotting BDS is the best way to beat it, how do we do that?
Well, for starters, there's been a great deal of emphasis on the sense that these people have a lot of power, that we should pay a great deal of attention to them. In practice, actually, I don't believe that we should be paying nearly that much attention to them, because what these people largely benefit from is stirring up controversy, is trying to engage people in their hatred. If you actually start ignoring them, a lot of it just goes away. In the sense, that's what Israel did when it barred access to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and You know, and you're exactly right, and I've questioned that myself, Daniel, is that we seem to give AOC and, you know, these four women of the modern-day Democratic apocalypse more time and space than is necessary. Even Nancy Pelosi has tried to minimize their effect, but there are millions of followers, and the media especially, they have become, you know, the darlings for the mainstream media.
Gotten anything done. What they get done is largely publicity. You can't actually point to any legislation that they successfully passed. What you can do is note that they're in the news all the time.
Yeah. And what are they doing for the cause of unity? They talk about it and even cry about it. But at the end of the day, do you feel better after their presentation? Do you feel inspired to, you know, to get together and cheer USA, USA, and the American ideals? Or do you feel like, you know, somehow, you know, they're the victim and mean old Donald Trump and the American people that support him, the deplorables, they need to be out of power as quickly as possible, however way we can make that happen, whether it's impeachment or voting him out of office?
The emergency, it's always about the threat of President Trump or whoever else is being mean to them right at that moment. It's very childish. It's, he hurt me. He said something mean about me. We need to completely transform the economy so this never happens again.
Let's talk specifically about American Jews under the Trump economy. How are they faring, Daniel?
So I haven't seen any statistics, but the economy has lifted pretty much everybody else's boats. I would think that things are good.
Yeah, I guess, and to that point, which what Donald Trump was saying this week, is that, okay, I mean, he's willing to accept that people don't like him. You know, he's, okay, I get it, you don't like me. But you got to like what I've done for you, whether it's your 401k, your paychecks, your hourly wage. I mean, last time I checked, according to labor statistics, hourly wages have gone up. I mean, forget about this minimum wage cry. You know, we've got a robust economy. And if we had any kind of cooperation, imagine where our GDP would be right now. Where would we be in terms of our trade situation with China? I mean, certainly the USMCA would be closed. It'd be a done deal, and we'd be, you know, American people would be benefiting from it. I say that once that's done, we can, you know, take a look at and get the Japan trade deal squared away. And it's not like they're all that resistant. They're just kind of waiting on us. But the focus seems to be so much on China. And China figures, hey, why not wait this out a little bit? Because to hear Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats, there could be a new sheriff in town. So why should we mess around with Donald Trump? We could probably get a better deal with the Democrats than we could with Donald Trump.
You have to have a united front when negotiating with foreign countries. And the Democrats have been going on endlessly about Russia, about collusion, about undermining the United States. The reality is when we actually got into a trade dispute with China, they're the ones who are actually undermining. They're the ones who are sending the message that just wait a few years and everything will be fine. And that's inflicting pain on the United States economy. And that's really something President Trump, I think, needs to emphasize that he hasn't actually been able to do for whatever reason. We've actually seen Democrat officials doing this with Iran. We've seen John Kerry actually telling Iranian and Palestinian Authority and other leaders abroad to actually just wait Donald Trump out. I would suspect that some people are telling China the same thing.
What John Kerry has done and others, you know, from the Obama administration, I mean, there are laws in play, but it just seems that the powers to be either just want to ignore it or not even exercise it, and maybe because there's so many things. I remember when Donald Trump, you know, his first week in the Oval Office, and one day he came out into outside of the office, and the press was there to meet him. They say, "Hey, Mr. President, how's it going?" He had this look that was quite telling, and it was as if he saw a ghost. And he basically just said, "Man, it's worse than I thought." And I think you know, this is what he's been dealing with. And to his credit, as a businessman, as a true chief executive officer, he's had to go after the corruption, the ineptness, the, you know, call it what you want, that has been going on and has been languishing for years in our government. Things that has us wasting so much money, Daniel. And, you know, to his credit, he's the only guy that I know that has really made a true attempt to go after this. And of course, this is why he's getting maligned at every turn. And anybody that supports him, we're all being invalidated and told that we're inconsequential to the solutions to this whole process. And when Donald Trump and the rest of us are just saying, hey, look at, how about the rule of law? Why don't we just, if we made that adjustment and committed ourselves to following and being, you know, rule keepers, what would America look like today?
Is we're dealing with a culture of lawlessness. We're dealing with the, what President Trump accurately called the swamp. That means special interest. It means corruption. It means, where really are those trillions of dollars going? We're not spending nearly anything in relation to what we're actually getting. So where is that money going? And that's part of the conversation, really, that scared so many of the people in the government about President Trump when he began talking about draining the swamp. That meant putting an end to the corruption, which really fed their hysteria.
Exactly. Well, corruption, obviously, that is beyond the intelligence community. As you say, money that has been spent out, $16 billion, for example, in Baltimore. And here it is, overrun by rats and rodents and whatever. And, it's absolutely pathetic. And when you go $16 billion, that's a lot of American money. And what do we have to show for it? See, this is what having a CEO in the Oval Office looks like. CEOs know, Daniel, as you and I understand, it's about ROI. What's the return on investment? That is Donald Trump's gift to America, and that is his default perspective. And it is a perspective that most Americans, certainly I'd say a majority of the 63 million that voted for him, that this is so academic, is okay, we've put all this money out there, whether it's to Puerto Rico, Baltimore, you know, Los Angeles, California, just go right on down the line. What do we have to show for it?
Unfortunately, that is really the problem. It's the challenge. Speaking of California, for example, there's a recent controversy here in which an organization that grosses about $1.6 billion a year was actually diverting money from funds that were meant to help HIV patients into promoting leftist ballot initiatives. And this sort of thing goes on over. It's why putting money into Newark, putting money into Baltimore, putting money into Chicago and Detroit, all that money just seems to vanish. There are people who are making that money vanish, and much of it is going to leftist causes, to leftist politics, to money being moved back and forth. You have municipal unions that negotiate ridiculous contracts. The cost gets passed along. The federal government provides grants for projects that aren't actually needed, and so on and so forth.
Well, Daniel Greenfield has been our guest, a Shulman Journalism Fellow at the Freedom Center. Daniel, where can they go for more information to be in touch with you?
Well, for the Freedom Center's front page magazine is still absolutely the best place to find me and to find some great commentators who aren't me.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today.